BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
No, I have to urinate. It hurts. Are you going to get me a soup? Jacob, get me a soup.
What?
Whatever their soup of the day is, get me a soup.
Okay.
Soup or salad?
A soup or salad?
I don't care. I have to go to the bathroom, but we are recording. Did you want a break show it up? There's only two locations that accept man's urine in this place. It's a urinal and then a bowl.
I think Brett should start the break show like he did last week, where he goes, I'm in the studio alone. Can you believe these idiots have a show?
Wait, I listened to the break show. That's not how it started.
The after show, he says. Damn it.
I always listen to the break show because it's me, and I like listening to myself.
We know. It was really good, Brett says.
Shit.
This
is taking forever to export. Andrew is always kind of semi-humble bragging about his thick dick, Nicholas W. Sway says. All right, we're leaving all the live streamers. We're going to the bathroom real quick, and we'll be back for break shizzle.
Okay, everybody, I'm just one guy talking into a microphone. It's very weird. There's nobody else. I really don't know what to make of this because there's people all around me. And they're kind of like looking at me, and I'm just standing here talking. I have a microphone. I'm sitting here. Lots of inaccuracies. I am sitting, and I'm holding a microphone in front of my face, but I'm just talking to no one. I'm staring at a wall and talking quite intensely. And these two guys, Mike and Tom, keep glancing at me like, this is very strange what he's doing, because, you know, suddenly, like, when you're doing a show with four people and just talking into a microphone, it's pretty weird. Like, it's pretty weird to have a show. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? But to have a show by yourself, that's just demented. I mean, think about it. Like, think about just sitting and recording a show by yourself. And somebody walks by, like, say you have a home studio and you're just sitting in a room facing a wall talking, and they don't know that you have a show. I mean, you might wind up in a sanitarium. Now, these guys, they're like right here, like right next to me, and they're doing the thing where they're trying to, like, get really, like, into their conversation. Like, they're looking at each other really intensely. But what they're thinking is like, oh, my God, what the fuck is that guy doing? He's still just talking to himself. I thought maybe he was on the phone, but now he's clearly not on the phone. He's holding his phone. He doesn't have a Bluetooth device. He is just sitting almost right across from us, jibber-jabbering with himself. And, I mean, they must hear me. Like, it's their effort to ignore me is so intense that it's like they're talking about something that doesn't even make any sense, because they feel really, really uncomfortable right now, and it's affecting me negatively. Oh, God. I just don't know what to do. Oh, hey, yeah. Oh, you're not? Yeah. Now there's more people in here who are not on the mic, and so it's like more people staring at me and not being involved, and it's really uncomfortable.
You're really quiet, Brett.
What?
You're really quiet.
Oh. Yeah, I'm definitely talking into the mic.
Nick, what's wrong?
What's your matter? I have no idea.
Nick?
Brett.
Tell me yourself.
He's coming.
Yeah.
I hope nobody has to number two in the vans. You got me a soup? Is it hot? Because I feel like I can't grab it. Put it down.
I want a soup.
Ooh, that's a nice beanie soup.
Put it on my tab or your tab?
All right.
This is the worst 360 photo ever.
So I went in the bathroom.
Everyone's chin looks fat. Everyone's neck.
I urinated into the bowl.
Even Nick.
Right?
Urinate.
My neck looks bad. Fuck! No, delete that.
It's been posted for
I urinated
hours.
Into the bowl. I said, that's weird that there's poop already in this bowl. And then I tried to flush it, and I was like, no, it's going to be clogged. It's clogged! And then I spent 5 minutes mixing up.
I'm showing Nick some photos of what he's talking about.
He took a picture of me over the stall.
He was in the bathroom with you?
I'm trying to unclog the toilet. Oh God! Why did you take pictures?
Because it was perfect.
Oh my God!
It was so perfect.
Will those be? In
That's
the...
when you were peeing still.
No. Right, I was trying to plunge the bowl while urinating, and then I peed on my hand by accident.
Hey Nick, if are you an American?
Yes.
Going into the bathroom.
An American?
Going into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And American.
I'm a European. Right. Nice.
Okay. How about this? how does a pig get to the hospital?
Piggywig,
you're so close. The
ambulance?
The ambulance! I made that up while I was sitting over there, and I laughed so hard, and no one saw me. Nick, the ambulance. Get it?
So, Brett.
Yeah.
What's the average dick number of this bar?
I have no idea.
Oh, you didn't figure it out?
No, you'd have to go around and ask.
So anyway.
Yeah.
There's no way to tell by looking at a man.
You're our man on the dick.
There's no reliable indicator.
It didn't hit. It hit my foot. It didn't hit the floor. Full speed. Does it work?
Yeah, it works.
Okay. Because this is the floor that I broke my last
Look
iPad on.
Look how big
on.
This is now.
I just dropped Andrew's e-cig onto
it. Came in a few days ago. You don't hit the button before you suck. I'm trying to kill time
till Mass Effect. You hit the button when you suck?
Yeah.
You suck a little first?
Yeah, or right at the same time. It has a preheat function, so it's like immediate.
Jesus, that's too much. It's like... Oh, I didn't like that. And you're all into these fruits.
No. Mine's cannoli. It's called cannoli, but it's actually Fruit Loops.
Yeah, interesting. So,
Except for it tasted burnt.
I need to get less flavory liquids because these dessert flavors, they clog up your
thing. Sugary ones.
Yeah, and I also wonder if I'm ingesting sugar.
Yeah, definitely.
Which means that my intermittent fasting is being messed up.
So how's that work?
It's you only eat within like a 6-hour window, so your body has to burn its fat reserves. But you can't have carbs. You can only eat fat outside of that window. So the only thing I consume outside of that window is the coffee, you know?
Yep.
And then I just eat whatever I want within reasonable, you know.
What kind of coffee?
Bulletproof coffee.
Okay.
With lots of butter and coconut oil. I've just been using coconut oil.
I hate coconuts.
Well, do you do that coffee?
No, it doesn't matter to me. It's the same either way. I could either pay a lot for bulletproof coffee or not a lot for non-bulletproof coffee.
Well, you don't have to buy. You can buy any kind of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you just put that stuff in it.
Yeah, but that shit's gross. It makes me poop a lot.
That's good for you. It's good to be regular. You want to be regular.
Yeah, but it makes my stomach upset, and then I poop like liquid.
Do you know a human is supposed to poop 3 times a day?
What?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'll do that, like if I'm at home all day just because I'm at home.
And you'll just make it an event out of it? Like, you'll just go sit on the toilet and go, ah!
Yeah. I'll just be like, I want to go play Hill Climb 2 or whatever. Hill Climb Racing.
Yeah.
Whatever that game is.
Wait a minute.
Three. And then because I'm playing that, I poop.
Times. What? So you're on.
It's hard to justify a game, a Hill Climb.
Why are you on
toilet?
Mic 3?
We might have switched.
Somebody obviously switched. Hang on.
Oh, Brett has pukes mic. Jacob's mic went to... Nope, that's yours.
This was the mic Jacob was using.
Okay, so we got a mix up because Nick put his near me and mine ended up over there. Anyway, so seriously, 3 times a day, and Andrew just sits on the toilet until he eventually shits.
Now, before the agricultural revolution, or maybe like long before the agricultural revolution,
is it because we got so much fiber?
I don't want to think about pooping back then.
Humans didn't like sit or squat to poop.
They just kinda kept on walking.
They walked and went.
Yeah, just as they were going.
Just like cattle.
They just walked a little bit to the side of the trail.
And they didn't have. If you don't mind pooping down the back of your legs, why do you care about on the
trail?
A hundred years ago, people were shitting everywhere.
True.
No, 120 years ago.
Back in 1789.
Yeah.
It was standard for the average household to have 300 pounds of shit on the floor mat at any given time.
On the what?
The floor mat
of their Model
tracked
T.
Into the shoe. Tracked in by the shoes.
Oh, God.
But they just picked up human shit.
Well, Jesus.
Cow shit was 600.
Pounds, huh?
Yep.
And when was this?
1789.
Andrew learned this on the History Channel.
So those people, I mean, if you are just surrounded by shit, you're a crazy person. So our civilization was built.
Founded on crazy peoples.
Was built by crazy people who reeked like shit.
Yes. Everyone smelled like shit.
Right.
Could you imagine?
That's what I love about like period pieces. People are always like, "Oh, it's the Victorian era. It's so pretty. Oh, everyone wears a dress.
Don't even get me started on periods.
It reeks of feces and sweat." periods were just flying everywhere.
I'm gonna start doing that whenever somebody is expressing reverence for like a founder. They're like, "Oh, Thomas Jefferson was this, and this." And
I bet he smelled like piss.
Oh, you should have smelled his butt though.
So, why do you guys think that Jacob only got? Soup for Nick.
I think because Nick asked.
Oh.
But.
Fuck. I thought there was something sexy happening.
Is soup like a code for something?
Jacob, is soup gay code?
What?
Is soup gay code?
For what?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I don't know.
Oh.
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
If a man asks you to get him some soup, what does it mean?
Nick uses a lot of gay code, but I don't think soup was one of them.
Oh yeah, Nick is.
Where'd everybody go?
Who are you?
We all pissed and such. And what if you ask somebody, "Hey, can you get me some of that poop soup?" Is it gay then?
That's disgusting.
It is. I'm sorry. I'm ashamed that I even thought of the rhyme.
You know, I don't have a good review of the ribs here, but my salad was delicious.
You had a big wedge of lettuce with brown spots.
It was bacon.
Oh.
And it's called a wedge salad. It's a thing. They're really good. The ribs, the outside of the ribs are dry rubbed, and they're delicious. But then inside, it's just a big hunk of meat.
It's a gigantic hunk of what sort of meat? Pork?
It's pork, and it's too much. It's too big.
It's enough for at least three people, I think. It was a massive chunk
of meat. Oh, shit. I wonder how much that's going to cost. I didn't even think about that.
No.
I hope you didn't put it on my tab.
Well, is it just sitting over there? You're done eating it? Like, it should be over here, and we should be gnawing on it like animals.
Hey, I'm sorry, what's your name? Tony, would you mind passing that plate if you're not going to get dirty doing
Brett's
it?
Brett's talking off mic.
Well, Brett is trying to get his Flintstone size.
Doesn't matter if it's not prioritizing the show.
Piece of meat towards.
All right, here you guys go.
I thought it was a big chicken.
Yeah, it's a big chicken. It's the chicken of the.
Chicken of the mud.
Chicken of the mud. That's what we call.
So what I would do is I'd pull on these until they come out and just suck off whatever you can get. And then, I mean, it's just mostly like...
Yeah, I try to suck off whatever I can get too, Brett.
When you get ribs, you want them to kind of fall apart, you know? You want to be able to take a bone and flip it. Like you kind of flick it and all
the meat onto the wall.
All the meat falls off.
And then you have meat wall races.
Yeah, but you have a plate at the bottom of the wall.
Yes.
Or a cookie sheet is good where you gather
up
the meat.
Or an open mouth.
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad... That would be a pretty fun thing to do.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of dry in the center because it's so big.
Yeah. And it's not very flavorful in the center. So it could be good because the dry rub is great and the presentation...
Kind of
the presentation is good. Can I pick this whole thing up by one of these? Oh, easily.
Yeah.
And the outside is delicious. It's just that most of it... As with anything, like most of it is the inside.
Yes, as like anything, the inside is dry and horrible and dead.
The inside is where it happens, you know? So, I don't know. So thanks for letting me be on two break shows in 2 weeks.
Well, we appreciate you being here, Brett.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of compliments from the last show.
Well, honestly, I had no saying. I came back from the bathroom and you were just here.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and we were like, God damn it, Brett's on the mic again. What do we do?
I thought when Andrew asked me yesterday that I was going to be on the show.
No, sorry. No, I was just inviting you to hang out. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's totally fine.
I thought I was pretty explicit about this.
Brett thinks he's supposed to be on the show.
Well, I don't mind that I'm not because last week I kind of really spewed everything I had out. I mean, I got new stuff this last week, but
much like a popped zit.
Yeah, or you know, whatever, diarrhea.
Diarrhea. I don't know. I like when Brett comes on because he can really get us to talk. He's got a lot of poop topics.
I got a lot of yeah.
If you want a poop topic, head right into the bathroom right now and try to plunge that.
You
thing.
Didn't Puke. Get the shit
Check
out of
your
the
face.
No, I gave up. Puke. Wait, you posted it to face?
Facebook messages.
Oh, Facebook messages. Thank fucking God.
Well, you gotta put that in the
I
show
notes. I thought you
notes.
Said you posted it to Facebook.
It should be posted in the show photo.
No.
Why are you plunging?
It was. Why are you plunging?
It was clogged.
And it was somebody else's poop.
Why are you? It's the end of September.
Yes.
When, why are you plunging?
When? Why would you
yeah,
plunge
did you
somebody
take it
else's
upon your,
poop?
You took it upon yourself.
This is like
Brett,
cuckoldry.
Sometimes. Brett,
you're plunging another man's poop.
Sometimes, Brett, heroes don't wear capes. That's all I have.
God damn it.
Shut me up.
I was in the middle of drinking, so I couldn't get to the fucking slow clap fast enough.
And I tried. And I tried my best, and it is the worst plunger I've ever seen. It's worse than those Puke in the Gang plungers.
What?
We should have had a
spare. Yeah, they should have a Puke
it's
in the
really
Gang
flim-
plunger.
It's like the...
Well, I was in the urinal peeing, and Nick goes, Andrew, you have a plunger in the car. I said, no.
And then
I reached my hand over the stall wall because I'm in the urinal. He's in the only stall.
And you
I reached over and started snapping photos.
Yeah, you wanted a dick pic.
Yep.
If
what else?
Fortunately, it's too small to see.
Well, you got to get it hard.
Oh, it was. From
the poop?
From the poop.
Well, I don't know, man. That's. I don't know if I'm put off by that or impressed by that. If I walked into a bathroom and saw another man shit in the toilet, I would just call the police.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Just call 911.
That's what I did. I came home poop. And puke was at my house.
Where's my soup? Is that my soup? Where's my
yes,
soup?
Yes, it's your soup.
Why did I put my soup in front of you?
You didn't. I took it.
Oh.
That's boss. What kind of soup is that?
I don't know. Minestrone. Guys, I have to go to the bathroom
what
before
kind of
we start the second
what?
Half again.
Wait a minute. You were just in there.
I have to go again.
Did you clog it?
here comes Kurt with more food. Some pitas.
All right, let's go on to the break show topics.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's break show topics?
Right, shh.
Wait, hang on.
This is now Nick's moment.
Oh,
so
we're holding on.
We should just say, by the way, last week, the three of us totally ruined the break show.
That's fine.
We should try to do better.
Made it better.
Okay, here's the break show topic. Haircut places should charge based on the hair weight. Then they take off.
That's, oh, interesting.
You know, I just got a haircut, and the haircutress was telling me about her going to volunteer at the Special Olympics.
Here's a big, ugly lesbian.
That's nice of her.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to talk about it without saying, well, do they do this? Do they do that?
Is your son in it?
I couldn't help but like ask they.
It's like the Paralympics, only they have different categories. And they're based on, you know, reading level.
Yeah, the main event was color between the lines.
No, that's rude.
Oh.
No, they run and swim and jump.
It was skiing and snowboarding.
There are many high school musical video. Fuck. Shit. Okay, start over. There are many high school musical movies, but not enough high school massacre movies.
Dude, I'm down with that.
High School Massacre 3.
High School Massacre. That was my entire high school and current fantasy, is killing all the children.
Now, what causes the massacre? Is it something supernatural, or is it like a Dylan...
Oh, good call.
Oh,
yeah.
It's Dylan. Dylan and Eric.
Dylan and Eric, yeah. Type trench coat.
Well, maybe
stuff.
By the time you get to 3 or 4 or 7, by High School Massacre 7, it becomes supernatural.
And you could almost get like a human centipede out of it, where like the third human centipede movie was the guy copying what he saw in human centipede movies.
Oh, every shooting since Columbine has been a copy.
Yeah, you could actually inspire, but you could give people like a model to aspire to. Like,
sure.
Nick's guide to the most cinematic school shooting. Oh, gosh.
Right. What was that, the Basketball Diaries? With...
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes.
Yeah, that time he got his dick sucked. Whoa.
That one time.
I don't know how to word this one.
Let me see it. I'll figure it out.
Do fat girls...
I'll figure it out.
Wow.
No, you won't figure it out.
Let's get ready to
I don't know. We'll think about it. We'll do it another time. And that's the end of the break show notes.
Oh.
Okay, so as we come back, guys, we're going to do the package. Do you want to do the package first or the game first?
We should probably just
package
get
first. Do we have any emails?
We have one.
Okay, we'll do email.
It's a quick one.
Package, game.
Okay.
Ready, Andrew?
Yeah, because...
Okay, do you guys want to come back?
The package.
Because I have to go to the bathroom, or do you have one more break show topic that you'll do while I go to the bathroom again?
We'll do one more while you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, Brett's here. Brett's got topics. Soup. Nick's got soup. Hey, Brett.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome.
Hey, I wanted to get Andrew's thoughts on something. I really love Nick's thoughts
on this,
too. He's
busy texting,
yeah.
So you're shit out of luck.
Don, I'm trying to get another beer.
So this
Wait, you didn't get a beer during the break?
No, thank you. I don't like Red Bull.
So Bridges
this thing
came up in my news feed.
Okay.
That was an article that said Jews invented interracial porn to undermine American Gentile morality. What do you think?
Kill the Jews?
Fine by me.
Wow, what an appropriate
I mean,
job.
The first part, not the second part.
Oh, what? I forgot what he even asked.
The undermining...
Yeah.
Part is okay, but the killing is not okay.
That a bunch of Jews created interracial porn to undermine Western values or American
really?
Values.
Like, what's the values?
It was an article on a web on a blog called Return of Kings, which is like very misogynistic, and it's not the they've got some good stuff, but they've got some really not good stuff.
Oh, I'm fine with interracial porn so long as it's the Swedish lady and the Norwegian man. right. Now, why are you assuming that the man is not black?
So,
just because he's from Norway,
I'd really like to see them shake it up more. You know, with you only have so many races.
Well, see the Inuit, not so attractive. So
you
that's
know
the
what's
problem.
An underrepresented area of porn? White dude, black girl.
Probably
well,
true.
Well,
I
see
know.
This. I looked There's at some. The website. I was actually looking at the websites. This guy was saying, and these people promote. Black men sleeping with white women who are married to white husbands, and this is very bad. And so then I went to one of the websites, and it's like a whole network of websites. It was called Dog Fart. And they have all these different websites, and one of them is like a bunch of white dudes rough up a black girl. And I'm like, that completely seems
rough
to...
up?
But that also makes the Western world look, like America look bad. Because they're all wearing like Confederate flags. I saw just like a screenshot of it.
How many minutes until you came?
I was sitting right there. This just
so
happened.
It was that fast?
I was
so
sitting there looking
seconds.
At porn. I was sitting right there looking at porn. Because I went to these. I said, dog fart. So I went there.
I'm impressed.
I want people to know that this is probably.
You came while eating ribs.
Not true. I didn't come.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
Why not?
Is it because you're eating too much meat?
No, it's because he's racist and he can't come to black girls.
Oh, right.
Yes, probably. No, your first girlfriend you ever fucked was black.
I didn't have sex with her. Never had sex with her.
Oh.
Never.
Then how did you fuck her?
Third. Third base.
Oh. What's that?
Like vag and dick stuff. Touching with
Wait
hands.
A minute. I thought third base was sex.
No, that's...
Does the bases rotate?
No.
How many bases are there in baseball?
Well...
It's volleyball.
Or is that home plate?
Rotate.
Home plate is sex? Or home run? What the fuck? How does baseball even
home
work?
Run is sex?
God damn it! I never get these sports.
But then
references.
You can go around the bases like multiple times.
Okay.
Gross.
I prefer to use football terms because to me, sex is a linebacker
a
tackle.
Oh, sorry.
In which you actually just once she gets naked, you fucking elbow
tackle
right
her.
In the face into the radiator, and she breaks her neck, and you're like, oh god, why do I bury the body?
Now I can fuck her.
Yeah.
I use basketball terms with girls, and like I'll be with a girl, and I'll go, "Whoo, double dribble." double dribble.
Double dribble.
All right,
double.
That's
disgusting.
You know, Nick, what do you think a double dribble is?
A double dribble?
Yeah, in sex.
In sex is when you pull out and you're like, oh, I'm still dribbling, right?
Wait, you pull out? Why are you still dribbling? Where did you...
Never pull out.
Where did you ejaculate?
I don't know, actually. That's a good point. In the condom, probably.
Do you know in real life? You ejaculate in condoms? Ew.
I mean, I have.
It's like getting a bunch of fireworks and setting them off in a dumpster.
We know. Setting them off in a dumpster? Good one. I like how you switched it up.
Why? What did I say before?
Cave.
He's actually said this before?
Shit. Me too.
And
I mean, I did, but...
You just came back.
No,
the
I don't
third
have to,
time.
I don't have to again, but... All right. Brett, you need to switch mics with Brandon.
Jacob,
whatever his name is.
Jacob.
Brandon Jacob, whatever his name.
Please eat this meat so it doesn't go to waste. Eat some more of the outside.
I will try, but I need a knife or something.
Please eat this meat.
And my mouth didn't touch it. I'll get you a knife.
It's so good. Oh, shit, I wasn't recording this whole time. But it's okay, it was recorded there, I think. There was no backup recording. Puke, can you hear me? This man taking pictures here is hired. He's making money taking pictures. And you're not. I'm actually kind of offended on your behalf.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's fine.
That you didn't get hired.
Tony takes good pictures.
Oh, who's Tony? I don't know.
He's Tony.
Oh, I didn't know who it was.
Tony Jankowski. Tony's been around for a while. He's one of us.
I understand the name. I said, are you hired? And he said, yeah, I'm hired. I thought he just found a guy on Fiverr.com to take pictures. Yeah.
No. So Tony is one of the other Free Stater folk that's moved here to New Hampshire that does do photography.
Wait,
and he actually lives in this area.
Shouldn't
so.
You be in a fight with
yes.
all of the... What are you doing?
What?
Why are you sitting
Bridges
there?
Bridges waving the camera.
Pick she a color, pick black a or color. White. Black. Thank you.
What? Nick had a Bible.
All right.
So,
and what's the white one? It's another Bible, but it's white?
Bridget's handing out Bibles.
All right. That's
she,
not in the
made
New Testament.
It halfway through Genesis. What?
Okay.
Is there two parts to the Bible? Is there like, the Bible, part two?
Are you retarded?
The Bible,
you're,
part
you're being
three.
Funny, right?
The Bible, where Jesus fights babies.
That little blue thing?
Oh.
That's on air.
Wait, Bridget. Bridget was asking
Bridget's
if we should
upset
buy
because
an
she's been
air.
On the cam... For the whole time. No, it's fine. We're on break show.
Yeah, we know this is chaos.
Not,
just,
actually, this might not even
I
go
do,
through.
I do like the idea of an on-air sign, though, that we just throw at somebody's face when they're talking. Off
what, like a Frisbee that just says on-air on
yeah.
it? Well, maybe if Tom stopped talking so loud, we'd be okay. Can you yeah. even hear this?
Fucking
Does
Tom.
That thing even work anymore?
I don't know. It could be off.
Is that Bluetooth speaker doing anything?
Hey, Tom, can
is the
you
Bluetooth
hear
speaker
us talking
doing anything?
To you? Just Tom. Because
Tom can't even hear us. We're trying
to
talk directly to him.
I
Tom, 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 Brett. Tom, 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 Brett. Tom, Tom, Tom. Can you guys even hear us through the speaker?
Is the speaker still
We've been saying your name for an...
Oh, he can only hear drops.
Turn it up. Press the plus sign. Press the plus sign.
If you, yeah, the plus sign, it
check,
might
check,
be all
check,
the way. Check,
check, check, check,
front.
Check, 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 Sweet.
Jesus, part two.
Jacob.
In which what? He jumps off Jacob. That cross and rapes them. Wait, what were they? Romans, right? Were they the Romans that
Who?
Strung up the Jesus?
Yeah, Roman soldiers.
Romans,
That
yeah.
sounds right.
Sure, good enough.
The centurion. I will centurion. Place my men outside of the stone, and then an angel will come and roll it away. Did those guards die, I wonder, or did they just get knocked
Eventually,
out?
Eventually, I'm sure they did.
No, no, no. Did the angel kill the guards that were at
oh,
Jesus'
yeah.
temple?
I bet he had that flaming sword that
That'd
like
be
Gabriel
pretty mean.
Has. But that's what angels did. They like fucked up a lot of people, especially firstborn, secondborn babies.
I don't know why Bridget
Bridget
got,
brought Nick
I don't know
a
how
Bible.
Bridget got New Testaments, but whatever. They were at the dollar store, apparently.
Mike.
I'll hold
can
it
you
up
hear me?
To the cam if I could find where the cam is.
I think
is.
You can hear me. He's sitting right next to me. All right, Jacob's back. We can start the second half.
All right, so here's what we're doing, Andrew.
Wait.
Do you already know what we're doing?
No, I have no idea
I'm
what
here.
We're doing.
Email package game.
Okay.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.